How y'all do? How y'all do? Damn it. We are back. This is episode 7. I think this is episode 8. It might be episode 8. Episode 7. Episode 8. I don't fucking know. This is Chew Grass. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all go follow me on Instagram at Stay Out, Stay Alive. Follow me on Twitter, Young Boy Sick. That's Sick with a Q, S-I-Q. Go to the YouTube page. Stay Out, Stay Alive is out. Y'all just go mess with me, man. And I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Share this shit, man. Tell a friend, you know? But we'll get to the shit. Yeah. So, my first topic for today. You can't never, ever, ever, ever let nobody knock you off your motherfucking hustle. Now, for those of us that are a bit misinformed or uneducated with this vernacular or phrase, if you will, allow me to elaborate just a little bit. When we say knock me off my hustle, we're speaking of, in so many words, letting any other thing knock you or take your focus away from whatever it is that's important from you to you. Now, there are different variations of this, but the general consensus is your attention being taken away from whatever it is, that goal that you got for you. You know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to do something, if you whatever it is you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Not letting anything or anyone get in the way of that or take your attention or focus away from that thing. Because, I mean, let's be honest, it's so easy. I mean, with so much shit going on simultaneously, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get out of focus. It's easy to start worrying about what the fuck they doing over there. Or what they doing over there. You know what I mean? You know? Boy, he slept a block. He got the 22s on his shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my man, he came through in the BMW. Oh boy, over there, he got his his windows tinted. Oh, my man is over here, you know what I'm saying? He got the motherfucking beat in the trunk. He wouldn't put the 15s, you know what I'm saying? He went up there to the motherfucking spot, you know what I mean? Hollered at the Mexican man up there up the street, you know what I'm saying? At the swap meet, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he put them on with the 15s, you know what I mean? The Alpine joints, Alpine, you know what I mean? The Kenwoods. You know, maybe some JBLs. But old boy over here, man, this motherfucking car raggedy as all shit, man. The motherfucking transmission slipping. His oil leaking. He got one headlight. And all this attention and all this, you know, analysis. All these, you know, ideas and shit that you seeing, you completely forgot that you were still on a motherfucking bus. You know, because you saying all this and you seeing all this because your ass walking to the stove. You walking to the stove, man. So that's why you see old boy with the beat. You hit, you was crossing the street. He slid up the block. You heard him beating from up the block. You know what I'm saying? You seen my dude over here. The window was tinted because, you know, he pulled up on you when you was coming from the laundromat. And it was like, roll the windows down. Oh, nigga, I didn't even know that was you. But you noticed all this stuff, though, right? All this shit is very apparent to you, but you completely forgot that your ass was on your damn feet. Your hustle was not. Because you were supposed to be figuring out a way to get you a car. This is one, you know, analogy, you know, hypothetical scenario example. You know what I mean? But in life, this is an actuality. It's like, it's real easy, man. It's easy as shit to be worried about what the fuck everybody else is doing and not focusing on what the hell you're supposed to be doing or what it is that you want. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important to be able to distinguish those characteristics, recognize those flaws. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just a surface idea. It's variations of levels that go into it. You know, when you think about it, so many different things. I mean, you can think about that with your living situation. You can think about that with your car. You can be think about that with your the relationship you do or don't have with your children. You can think about that with your financial situation. You could think about that with your significant other. This goes into everything. But I just gave you that one, you know, manufactured simple idea to work with, you know? So look, like I was saying though, you can't let nobody knock you off your hustle, man. If you have a goal in mind, if whatever it is you trying to strive for, whatever, you know, hiccups you trying to correct, whatever it is you trying to make happen, you got to make that shit happen, and you have to focus on making that happen without, you know, letting your peripherals get the best of you. Ooh, that was a bar. Ooh, we got them. Let me light up. Let it just. I just gave y'all a bar, boy. Don't let your peripherals get the best of you. Because you got to understand what's up ahead. You got to know. Oh, 2021. Don't let nobody knock you off your damn hustle, man. Whatever is going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And these instances is really what is the foundation of what breeds jealousy. 'Cause you go from admiring and recognizing to doubting and being insecure in yourself, which translates into a disdain for that person. Now you feel a way about that person, and it had nothing to do with them. You could be legit upset with a motherfucker for something they played zero part in. They just pulled up in the new Benz. They just pulled up, you know what I mean, iced the fuck out. They just, you know what I mean, put a down payment on their first house. They just, you know what I mean, put out some motherfucking music and, you know, set the motherfucking streets on fire. They, you know, whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? And now you feel away because you gotta look in the mirror and be like, wow, I didn't take the necessary steps or take those moments to tell myself, look, man, this is, you know, you gotta set a plan for yourself. You gotta, you know, better yourself. You got to get your game right. Get your game together. You know what I mean? Instead, you was, giving all your recognitions to other things, completely negating the fact of your own existence. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't let nobody knock you off your hustle. You have to maintain focus. I can't even stress to you how important it is. See, focus will get you places hard work won't get you. Focus will get you places talent won't get you. I honestly don't think there's nobody more dangerous than a motherfucker with focus. Because a nigga with focus is unstoppable. Gotta think about it, you know what I mean? What are your weaknesses? You know what I'm saying? What are your weaknesses? Because a nigga with focus don't got none. You know what I'm saying? So listen, don't let them knock you off your hustle. Don't let them knock you off your hustle. We're about to get into another topic, man. It's Chew Grass. We'll be back. Yeah, we're back. We're back. We're back. This segment is a very layered subject segment. It's more of a perspective more than a topic. And I mean, it's very dependent on the individual, and circumstances, scenario. For a set kind of person, if you will. But, basically, it's like, when you're a winner, when you're a winner, you, and this is by nature or default, because all of us are natural born winners. All of us didn't come in the game doing, you know what I mean? Some of us, that was our lives, Shit just worked out. You know what I'm saying? And, some of us, later down the line, some of us, a lot later down the line, woke up one day and decided, I'm gonna fucking win. And, the past traditions and trajectories and focuses are dead. I woke up today, whatever the fucking date is, and I'm gonna fucking win from here on out. And they win, And it's a round of applause for y'all. The default winners that decided, just woke up one day and decided, nigga, we winning. And that's just all the fuck it is to it, that we're gonna win. But once you adopt these ideals and this lifestyle and decide to forego through these processes day to day, you start to break down things and you start to re-realize a lot of different shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you start to look at things differently and things start to make different kinds of sense to you. And it's like, the life of a winner is really, really wild. And this is on any scale, like whatever it may be to you that may feel like it's warranted to proclaim yourself as a winner. Whatever goal that was to you that you set, that you accomplished. big or small. It's like you start to realize it's like really wild, because you find yourself in very unusual predicaments. You know, when I say that, I mean this. You find yourself being in competition with those who you should really be working as a team with. And I don't know what, I honestly don't know what it is about the dynamic of you deciding to seek change in yourself for the betterment that makes any and every motherfucker around you feel like they have to compete with that, whether you're knowingly knowing or not knowing. So it's like, I mean, it's something to me that I'll just never understand. It's like they want to compete with you instead of working with you. Like they see you as competition instead of a potential ally. Immediately off the rip. And you ask, and I mean, you know, like I like to say, what do I know? I'm just a fucking guy on here talking. Do your fucking research. Look into it. You know, analyze it how you will. Get back to me. But this is a real life thing. Like, it's just like, and you stop and you look and you be like, wow, like, this is some really wild ass shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't understand it. You'd be like, wow. Like, you look at it and you'd be like, man, we would actually work together a lot better than going against each other. And in most cases and scenarios, motherfuckers choose not to look at that. Like, they'd rather you be the opposition to them than coming together and you know, doing something. And it's like, why is that? You know what I'm saying? It's like a more simpler way to explain it is, if we both play for the Lakers, and we both on the floor, you know what I'm saying? If I'm shooting the ball and you are shooting the ball, but listen though, if I'm shooting the ball and you're shooting the ball, but in that time that we're both on the floor, I'm just like, this never fails. You decide that you want to compete on who's shooting better with me. We're on the same team. We're both playing for the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm shooting the ball, and every time I shoot the ball, you feel like you want to shoot the ball, right? Instead of focusing on the game. Now, we are winning the game right now, right? So, you want to decide, I want to shoot better than him. Unbeknownst to this person, though, they're trying to win the fucking game. Like, you know what I'm saying? They pad the dishing, they playing deep, they getting back on defense, they running up the court. You decide, I could shoot better than him. This motherfucker don't shoot that good. I could shoot better than him. So you decide to start pulling up. Now, you so and you pulling up. You looking to see what my reaction is. You done shot the ball four times. Bricked it. They done got the rebound, passed it back up court, scored on us. They done did that four times because, and you shooting, you trying to look and see what my reaction is or where I'm at on the floor because in your mind it's a competition. You got to be a better shooter. You a better shooter. You do that four or five times in a row. Now we motherfucking down. And this example was like a real thing. Like, you mean, and like I said, this is big or small. It's not saying, oh, you gotta be, racked the hell up, got all the goddamn money in America. No, I'm just saying, this is whoever, but if you in that mind frame of I'm trying to better myself every day, I'm trying to accomplish shit I'm trying to accomplish, then you encounter this with people who actually makes more sense to work together with. I don't, like I said, I don't, I wouldn't, I probably will never really understand that. You know what I'm saying? I'll never understand that. But it's something that, people of a higher thinking, a higher frequency, you know what I'm saying? More distinguished pattern, if you will. We encounter those type of things, man. And it's like, you gotta understand. You gotta understand how, how negatively that affects, the overall task of things, bro. And just, and me just looking at it was just like going through a continue, because this is something that I actually, went through personally. Like, I've actually went through this personally in numerous different occasions. You're talking about friends, you're talking about partners, you're talking about family. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, that you really be like, to the point to where you just be like, you have to, like, take a moment and just really sit to yourself and be like, am I all fucked up in the head? Or I'm like, am I like, did like, because at some point, I mean, at least for me, maybe not anybody else, but so at some point for me, it was like, hey, man, you have to at least sit there and analyze, like, is you fucking up, man? Like, is you like, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Because this is like, this is becoming way too frequent. You know what I'm saying? So like, what is you have to have played some kind of part in this. So I found myself, sitting back having an ally, like, damn, bro, what is you doing? Just like, and one day, I just really came to the understanding of it's like, nah, it's not you though. It's just so crazy, it's so abundant. You have to sit and look at yourself and be like, maybe it's you, because it's like, there's no way that there's that many small-minded, stupid motherfuckers in America, in the world of Americas, of worlds. Like, there's no way that you guys really exist out here, and like, you here still, and you just like that fucking stupid. Like, there's no way. Like, it has to be something wrong with me. Like, that you can't tell me, you know what I mean? You can't tell me that it is the most conceited motherfucker, confident motherfucker in the world would still have to be like, nah, man, you fucking up, man. Cause it can't. This these numbers just don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like, there's something wrong with you, man. What are you doing wrong? But Man, I tell you. I tell you, motherfucking what. Listen, man. Let's not stand in our own ways. Let's not be so conflicted so fast. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, bro, a lot of these situations, bro, it really has absolutely zero to do with the person on the other end, the person that's receiving this type of treatment. Like motherfuckers wanting to compete with them. Like it's like zero. It's really all lying in that other person. It's like something in them, it triggers something in them. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, look, think about it. Why wouldn't you just try to mimic it? If anything, why wouldn't you just like mimic it? Like, oh, well, shit, if I see that, and clearly if it touches you enough to feel some type of way, it's like, well, shit, I want that for myself. I'm gonna do whatever they're trying to do so I can try to get that for my life because that's what I want for my life personally. Motherfuckers don't even think far enough ahead for that. Like, you know, like, motherfuckers is like, it's like, wow, man. You gotta think bigger, man. You gotta think bigger. You gotta think bigger. You know? We gonna get into another segment. Yes, it has been an awesome show. Thank y'all again, and again for tuning in to Chew Grass. This is your host, Stay Out, Stay Alive, aka Sosa the Sauce Man Taylor. I appreciate y'all. Y'all don't forget to go follow me on Instagram at Stay Out, Stay Alive, YouTube, Stay Out, Stay Alive, Instagram. I just said Instagram already. I meant to say Twitter. Stay out, stay alive. God damn it. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all share this, man. I love y'all ass too. A wise man once told me, stack one. When you mind your own, you live long. But when you pry, you will die. Y'all be cool, man. I'll holla.